Well, a lot of that's changed in racing and in the IndyCar series where they race the Indy 500 Memorial Weekend. You have 33 drivers in 33 equal spec cars. No cars are individual anymore. You have a spec car chassis, spec tires, choice of one or two engine manufacturers, be it Honda or Chevrolet, and everything else is the same. The competition is the drivers. Everybody else is in, you know, everybody's in equal equipment. That's kind of lame. Now this year, actually for the last 5 out of 6 years, one driver has just been dominating and nobody knows how the heck he's doing it. He's either that good or, as I hate to say it as an official, he sure as hell knows how to cheat. But yeah, it's becoming boring, the IndyCar series, because you pretty much know who's going to win the race before the race even starts. I mean, they have one race next weekend. He just wrapped up the championship, and we already know who's going to win the last race unless something catastrophic happens, like a major breakdown, or he gets in an accident, and that's about the only way he does it. So that's taken a lot of the fun out of the sport. Now, with IMSA, sports car racing, brake